Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
With me today is Matt Sharp, legal counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom, and he's going to share with us what Nebraska is doing in joining other states in regard to President Obama's Title IX letter. First, Matt, what was that Title IX letter about?
It was a mandate to every school and college nationwide, telling them that they now have to allow boys into girls' locker rooms, restrooms, and other overnight accommodations. And if they don't do it, they're at risk of losing all federal funding. We're talking about millions of dollars for your average school, something that would devastate them and definitely devastate their students.
Matt, could you tell us specifically what Nebraska's role is and what our Attorney General is doing to address this concern?
Nebraska joined 10 other states and was actually leading these states in filing a lawsuit challenging this mandate from the Obama administration. And what their arguments are very simple. You don't have the authority to do this. Title IX is a law that's been on the books for over 40 years, and it's very clear, everybody knows what it means, that it's meant to provide equal opportunities for guys and girls in education programs. What the administration is doing, though, is trying to rewrite Title IX so that sex no longer means male and female, but now means gender identity, what a student thinks he or she is at any given day. And so what Nebraska and these other states are doing is saying, you can't do that, administration. You can't willy-nilly rewrite the law without going through Congress and respecting their authority. And so they're taking a stand and pushing back and declaring states have the authority to direct what happens in our schools and to decide what's best for our students. You, Obama administration, that is not your prerogative.
We recognize that every student, regardless of who they are, deserves respect and dignity, but this is protecting all students. Thank you for joining us today, Matt, and we look forward to continuing the conversation tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.